Okay, let's get started.
Whoa, wait, just a minute, partner.
No.
Guess again, freak boy.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
AudioTU.com. Another fresh picked pod from AudioTU.com. Shutters Inc. with Shelton Muller.
Hi, and welcome to episode 21 of Shutters Inc. This is Bruce Williams from AudioTU.com. Unfortunately, Shelton and I were unable to organise a time to hook up this week, so Shelton recorded Shutters Inc. by himself and sent me the voice track. So here goes.
I just thought that today we could talk about something that can be a bit of a problem for digital shooters, especially those who may have recently come across to digital and have found that it's very different in terms of contrast and its ability to record detail in highlight and shadow compared to especially when photographing with negative film. This is called the dynamic range of the sensor, and in simple terms, dynamic range is the ratio of light value between the lightest and the darkest parts of a scene. A sensor's ability to record detail in highlight and shadow is an issue with digital, and of course it's getting better than it used to be, but it's something that we still need to control. If you were used to photographing with negative film, you would have been able to not only be a lot less concerned about how accurate your exposure was, but you would have been able to record a lot more detail in highlight and shadow than you would with digital media. That's a general statement, but fairly true nonetheless. Digital sensors have less dynamic range than most negative films used to or do, and therefore it can be a bit of a difficult thing to get used to, and you may have found that if you're just, you know, shooting according to the camera's meter or whatever, that you're actually getting a lot of things, losing a lot of detail, especially in the highlights. So today we're going to talk about reducing contrast so that you can record the most amount of detail on a digital sensor that's possible. Now, the first thing, of course, to do rather than try and fix it later in the computer is to get it right in shot while you're taking the picture, and it gives you a lot less work to do when you finally get your photographs onto the hard drive. First suggestion would be shoot in RAW. That's the camera's sensor, the information that comes directly from the camera's sensor without adding any algorithms to it, like a JPEG algorithm or TIFF algorithm. If you shoot in RAW, you have a 16-bit image, and if you want to, of course, you can control a lot more of the image later on without degrading anything. The moment you start shooting in JPEG, you actually reduce the image's ability to retain detail and retain pixel information once you start altering it. RAW uses the camera's sensor's full dynamic range, so it is the most beneficial way of maintaining all the detail from highlight to shadow in a digital image. The other thing that you could really consider doing is changing how you meter if you're photographing with digital. Best normally to think about photographing digital the same way that you would once photograph using transparency film. So all of those who've gone from transparency to digital will understand this. Whereas with negative film, you are encouraged to meter for the shadow, and the highlight will be retained. It's the other way around with transparency and with digital media. You're encouraged to expose for the highlights. In other words, meter for the brightest part of the scene. That's not an easy thing to do, but if you do that, it means that you are able to retain detail in the highlights. And this is especially true of portraiture. It's key to retaining as much detail in the image across the board is really to reduce the contrast in the image as much as possible. And this can be done several ways. If you find that there is too much contrast, is far too heavy shadow and far too bright highlight, you have to think again. You may have to actually photograph under different lighting conditions. You may have to go back to the same place later in the day when the light is softer. You have to rethink what you're doing. You may have to pull the subject in out of the bright sunlight, which is probably a good thing to do anyway. But there are all sorts of ways that you can also even then further reduce the contrast range in the image. Use reflectors, of course, especially if you're doing portraiture. And these little fold-out reflectors that you can buy are fabulous for doing this. Get someone to hold that for you so that you actually reflect lap light back into the shadow side. Failing that, of course, if you don't have a reflector on you, and a reflector can be anything. It can be anything from a white handkerchief to a bit of cardboard. It can be a wall. It can be anything that will reflect light back without, of course, altering the color too much. You can also use fill flash, although it can tend to be a little artificial in its appearance. The other thing that you could do, of course, to reduce contrast in the image and retain detail across the board more is to move further from the light source. This would be especially true if you were doing window light portraiture. If you sit your subject too close to the window, you'll actually find that there is a lot more contrast on the shadows compared from the shadow side to the highlight side than there would be if you move your subject away from the window. Now, the problem there is, of course, that you'll have a slower shutter speed or a wider aperture, but you will have a better balance between highlight and shadow. So consider doing that. If you're photographing in landscape, taking pictures of landscapes, what, of course, has often been done is the use of graduated filters, graduated gray or graduated neutral density filters, which can often balance out a very bright sky with a very dark landscape or dark foreground. That is an excellent way of controlling contrast in an image such as that. Often with landscape photographs, and this is especially true again of shooting with transparency and with digital, we burn out the sky. And this would mean loss of detail in clouds, and clouds can be very, very important in a landscape photograph. So the use of grad filters is a good idea, grad gray or a grad neutral density. Some people even use, grad sunsets or grad tobaccos or whatever. That's up to you. But it is a great way of balancing the contrast between foreground and background. But, of course, with digital, you have other options now, and this is a great idea. What I'm about to espouse is something that you should consider. It's the shooting technique itself. The problem with graduated filters is that they drew sort of a horizontal line across the image. It was a gradual, but it was nonetheless a horizontal line. And what it meant was that if you had mountains or trees, something undulating or uneven in the background of your landscape, a rather sort of fairly evident horizontal darkness could be seen across that if you'd brought your graduated filter down too low. Sometimes you had to bring it down low so as to prevent any sky in that area being burned out, but you could actually see how a mountain or a tree darkened as it moved up in the frame. What you can do now, of course, with digital is take two pictures, maybe even three. You take one exposed for the foreground. You keep your camera firmly mounted on the tripod, which is a good idea when you're shooting landscape anyway. You take another photograph exposed for the middle area of the frame if you need to, but at the very least you should take a second frame or third frame exposed for the sky. Then, using your computer, using your digital enhancement software, you combine the images. You put one on top of the other, and using your eraser tool, you can, of course, erase the area from one frame that you want to be revealed in another. PaintShop Pro, the new PaintShop Pro 10, actually has a feature whereby it will automatically combine the two images and use the detailed and the most detailed between these two images and produce one image from the two. So you could consider, of course, using that software, which is excellent to do that, especially if you're a landscape shooter. If you were doing portraits, it would be more difficult because your subject would have to stay perfectly, perfectly still, and that's probably going to be impossible. Nonetheless, it is a technique that you can consider in order to maintain detail in highlight and shadow, and one that has really only become available in the digital arena now that we're shooting, a lot of us are shooting digitally. So consider those means of reducing contrast in your images so that you get the greatest amount of detail. Poor images often are those which lack detail in highlight and shadow. So many people have said to me, oh, they were very nice pictures, but they were very dark. Well, they're not actually dark because the bright areas are quite bright. Often the problem is that there's too much contrast. There's black panda eyes, there's heavy shadows on one side of the face or under the chin or under the hat or whatever it might be, or heavy shadows in foreground or background. These are means by which, we've discussed today, of reducing those problems and reducing the contrast issues that can be inherent, especially in digital images. So I hope this helps, and I hope you find it of benefit to you in your shooting. Thanks, Bruce. Thanks, everybody. One thing, of course, I'd like to mention before we leave today is once again our Argentina photo tour, which is scheduled for August this year. If you could, of course, go to the audio2u.com website, you can download a PDF that will give you details of this photo tour. They're so much fun, let me tell you, to come on a tour with fellow photographers and just spend 2.5 weeks thinking and doing nothing but photography. Oh, and food, but that's another thing, is really, really great. So if you love photography and you love to travel and you're considering combining both, come with a whole group of photographers. I'll be there, and my job, of course, is to help you get the best photographs you can while you're there. That's my job, and I'm pretty good at it. So if you're interested, download the PDF and have a look. And of course, we'd love to have you on tour with us. Anyway, that's it for me, Bruce. Thanks, mate. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
No worries, Shelton. Thanks, mate. One thing Shelton didn't mention is that he will be away for the next couple of weeks because he's gone up to Tamworth to shoot the Country Music Festival. So there'll be no Happy Snaps or Shutters Inc. for the next 2 weeks, but we'll be back after that. All right, see you later.
You've been listening to another Fresh Picked Pod from audio2u.com. Audio2U delivers the best quality podcasts direct to your desktop or portable.
You be the boss.
Hear what you want to hear.
When you want to hear it.
Hey, now that's a good idea.
Audio2U.com. Hit us today.
And remember,
Control D to bookmark.
Audio2U.com.